Since August 19th, Washington state officials have been actively removing a wolf pack that roams the northeastern corner of the state. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, it wasn't clear the state had already started killing the animals.
Conflict between wolves and livestock in the West has been controversial for decades. This summer, the Profanity Peak Pack has been blamed for at least 12 dead or injured cattle. Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife's announcement that it would remove the pack deliberately came without a timeline.
It raises tensions in communities for a variety of reasons.
Donnie Martorello is in charge of the state's wolf policy. Last spring, the department developed its low-profile plan with help from a citizens' advisory panel.
We're not surprising anybody with this. It was a methodical conversation, documented and agreed to unanimously by our stakeholders.
Martorello says it's not a long-term solution. A new wolf pack is likely to move into the area once the Profanity Peak wolves are gone. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.